You are officially listening to the Dent Nerds, a premier podcast for paintless dent repair professionals and enthusiasts. On this show, we'll be discussing the latest techniques and tools in PDR, sharing successes and failures from the field, and interviewing industry leaders. We'll also be taking listener questions from the Dent Nerds Facebook group and YouTube channels, and offering tips and tricks for those looking to break into the PDR world. So whether you're a seasoned pro or a PDR beginner, join us as we nerd out on all things paintless dent repair. And now, here are some combinations of your hosts: Matt Armijo from GetAGripNow.com, Jack Bucknell from SiouxFallsDentRepair.com, Mike Glidewell from DentMadePro.com, and John Vidine from DentReaper.com. Now, let's get nerdy.
This is a test. You know what's impressive here is Armijo's not even on. He just put a. What do you got there? Just a sign?
Yeah, just a sign. It's an acrylic sign.
Yeah, we have two viewers, three. It's climbing. We were just doing this as a test to make sure everything was going to broadcast properly to Facebook and YouTube. Just getting excited for MTE. I hope everybody else is getting excited for MTE. We got a Facebook user, yo. This is not going to be a full show. We're just testing the streams here and making sure everything's going to work. But we will. What you owe. I don't know. I owe taxes. Working on that. I think that's supposed to say what up, not what you owe. I get it now. Anyway, we're just testing the streams. We're going to do our first official live episode at MTE. And I know Armijo's working hard to get everything ready for MTE. Oh, look at that. Are those going to be for sale at MTE?
Yeah, my daughter's going to be slinging these.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, cool. I could definitely see that being useful. Put a little cocktail in there.
Yeah.
Walk around the show. Kevin Buckner's in the house. Dude, I did not expect we were going to have anybody watching, but we got a few people watching. So, you got the little bit of the shine. Let's go.
Oof.
Spilling that liquid gold. You got it all over your light up thing there. It's a good stain. Oh, no.
I should have a lighter.
Now he's gonna start blowing fire. Who's I'm watching? Everybody's showing up as Facebook user. Type in your name or click the link that gives StreamYard permission. But is it gonna light? He's starting.
Oh, it's on fire. You can't see it though.
Starting his gear on fire. Oh yeah. Look at that.
Oh, the jar. Boom.
You got James Bernard. James Bernard. Hey, let's not have a Jeremy Langton situation here. Get a grip. Get a grip goes down in a blaze of glory. snap. Yeah, so I mean, I don't know what else. I'm just getting excited for MTE. I'll be there Wednesday night. Dang. You're more excited than that'll help you get some.
Oh yeah.
There you go. And Matt's off to the races on a glorious Sunday. We got Buffalo, Cincinnati. getting ready to kick off, or did they already kick off?
They kicked off. Yeah, I think Buffalo. I don't know what the score is, but I'm sure Buffalo's winning.
You got Buffalo?
Yeah.
I'll bet you a beer. I'll take Cincinnati.
Okay.
Joe Burrow.
We don't know the score. I don't know the score. I think it's a 49ers and it's Eagles.
0-0. We're 2 minutes into the game.
All right. Hey.
Niners.
I got Niners. Michael Glidewell. He's visiting me. I'll show you Michael. Oh, Michael's yeah. working.
It's good we can have him. He couldn't take a break from his work. Working hard engraving. Couldn't take a break from his work to be on the show today. But,
but he's still smoking and working. I told him about that.
Oh, we got Cliff in the house. Cliff Ramadan's watching. All right, all right, all right. What up, Cliffy?
Clip.
Somebody's sad. I don't know what that's about, but
I should put the moonshine away, dude. According to Hudson, dude, we shouldn't be drinking anymore, so put that away.
Yeah, you know, Hudson is allowed his opinion, but I'm going to do what I want. And if that includes whiskey and a cigar, then I'm going to have whiskey and a cigar. And, you know, hey, yeah, I might even, you know, start some other ventures of my own, you know, branch off.
Yeah, what are we starting with? Heroin?
I don't think we ain't going to do none of that. None of that. But, yeah. Got to love Hudson. Maybe he'll be our first guest.
Right?
We will see. But, yeah. I got a bunch of stickers and shirts to get ready. You are out performing me by far. Look, you got light up acrylic. You got
samples. Yeah, I actually made a really large one. It's about 12 inches tall by 12 inches. It's all packed away already, but it's for Kate, my daughter, her little table. I designed a whole Kate's Corner.
Kate's Corner. Is she going to sell like lemonade or what is she selling?
She's selling some tumblers, here, some of these.
All right.
Some bottle openers. We actually got some magnets, some candy. Unofficially, fire water.
Nice. Dude, you know what's going to be great? I'm going to be in the nursing home someday watching Shark Tank. And they're going to be Kate Armijo.
Maybe. That wouldn't be bad.
Yeah. It'll be good. Oh, this is bad news. James Bernard says he's not coming to the show. What the heck, bro? Not cool.
No James Bernard. Well.
It won't be the same.
Well, everyone now has a fair chance if they do any raffles or tool giveaways. It's open season. James is not coming, so
yeah,
that's good for all of us.
Yeah. Oh, I should say everybody bring cash because Anson's gonna have that huge raffle.
Oh, no, James, I'm in.
The playing field has been leveled. James Bernard will not be there, and everybody's got a fair shot.
No, James.
Yeah. But dude, yeah, I'm getting so pumped for this. It's
there's the comments, dude. I never see the comments before.
Yes, we can see you now, Cliffy. All right, he's in.
James Bernard.
He said campfire water. Must have been talking about your campfire situation there. Yeah, we'll go with that. But yeah, you got any? Cool specials, anything you're going to be pumping for the show?
Yeah, I'm going to do my 20% off. Yeah. So I've only been doing it once a year, and it's at the Mobile Tech Expo. So if you guys are coming to the show, this is the best time of the year. If you already have my tools, what I always like to tell people, I know no one's probably watching, but you always need replacement stuff. You know, wearable items like suction cups, they're good for 2 to 3 years. Depends how you take care of them, but take advantage of the 20% off. You know, those cups are nice. They're really well made. They have an aluminum base, which is not normal for most suction cups. They're usually like a plastic base. They're really heavy duty. But if you need a new cup or you're thinking about maybe this year you're going to need to replace it, take advantage of those accessories. That would be the 4.5 inch cup and the 6 inch cups, umbrellas. You know, if your umbrella is kind of shown its age and you need to get a replacement, take advantage of 20%. That's going to be, they're $55. It's a very, very nice umbrella. I really put a lot of effort into making those as strong as I can. They're $55, so 20% of that, you know, it's under
It's a beer.
$50. Yeah.
Maybe two beers.
It's a beer. Yeah. But no, the 20% off is usually what I do for Mobile Tech Expo. So if that's something you're gonna be going to, hopefully you get there early. Last year I did sell out of most of my tools the first day. So I brought a little bit more this year, thinking there's gonna be a bigger crowd. Further away we get from this COVID, you know, scenario, I think there's gonna be more people coming to the show. And there's a lot of newer techs too. There, you know, with all the training going on, everyone coming into the industry, there's gonna be a lot of new faces that we haven't met before or seen. So, my booth will be right there in the Den Olympics area. So, you know, I'm in the heart of the show. Really won't be able to miss me. I got a pretty
Yeah,
big
you're just
size.
a hop, skip, and a jump down from me at the A1 booth, so.
Yeah, I'm right between Mobile Tech X, Mobile Tech RX, and DentCraft. I'm on the corner there. Yeah. And
It's a
if
good
you,
spot.
if you
Yeah,
need a beer, come on by.
buddy, I'll be coming on by a few times.
Dude, what do you call it?
Yeah,
Comes
and
over
I
the
probably
whole.
should buy another suction cup. I haven't had to
Well,
get one in a
you don't.
while.
Do you really work outside much or no?
I put that. I mean, your umbrella's under my seat. I open the side door of my van. I just jam it in there. I keep a suction cup attached to it, and I bust that thing out on the
Me too.
daily when it's working the weather.
I didn't think you
But
left your home anymore, your garage. Still go out,
no. Well, yeah. You guys just. Everybody only sees me here. I need to do better about making content on the road.
Oh, dude, don't even talk to me about it. I don't think I've posted anything on any social media for like 2 months, and before that was probably 4 months. Yeah, check out these new cups though. So these cups are a little bit slightly different. There's some small nuances. It's not something most
A
people are
little
going to
lower
notice.
profile.
No, it's the same. It's just I don't have a part on it yet. But the
Oh,
cup
okay.
itself,
It's
it's
huge.
thicker. So there's a little bead that runs on all suction cups, and that's kind of the point of failure. If you got a suction cup that's not holding suction, 90% of the time it's because you had this cup rub against the floor or a tool rub up against it or just wear and tear. This lip on this particular cups now that I'm doing are really heavy duty. It's probably like 4 times the thickness of my other cups. Other cups are great. I love them. It's just that this piece here was thin. So if you took like a slight little razor, a real sharp razor, and just barely cut the other one, that would be a point of failure right there. So this is at least 300 to 400% bigger lip. I mean, it's substantial. In person, you'd be like, yeah, that's day and night difference. So these are newer cups, quote unquote sea sucker, but they're not. They're but if you bought a sea sucker, it'd look the exact same thing. You just don't say sea sucker on it. They're a thicker lip cup, and then the pump on this is reinforced. Like I was mentioning, it's not something that's real obvious, but somebody that's a suction cup nerd, it's a better actual plunger on this thing. The plunger and the whole pump itself is a better pump. So again, these are $49, 20% off. There you go. Yeah, about
Bam.
$10. You're
Yeah.
saving
You
ten
got
bucks. So
Thomas Potter singing your praises. He said he's tried other stuff and
awesome.
they
Yeah.
get a grip is bad to the bone.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
What a guy. So yeah, I'm super excited. After you go buy one of everything from Get a Grip, come by the A1 booth. Obviously, You can get one of everything from Dent Reaper. But the one thing you can't get that I'm most excited about is we're going to have a prototype of my new hood stand there. It will not be, it will not be for sale, but you can get a good idea of what it's
been hearing about that,
what it's capable of, and see some of the different features. We're gonna you know, do things a little bit differently with the hood stand and see how people like it. I've been using a really crappy prototype, but that we're making improvements, and enough so that we're ready to show it off a little bit. It's not in production phase just yet, but come by the old A1 booth and check that out. And, you know, while you're there, get some dolly tips, get some Reaper rods, whatever you might need. Obviously, Excalibur, Rick Hummer will be there, and Matt Boyette with Denslayer will be there. Cliff is going to be there showing some stuff off. And yeah, Cliff. Thanks, Cliff. Cliff's seen my first prototype and some videos of the new one. So, and Cliff will be doing some demos too. So it's gonna be a good booth. It's gonna be a strong booth this year. Nice. I know they upped the size of their booth from previous years too. So
nice.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. All right. Well, I don't know. You got anything? Is anything you're excited to see at the show?
You know, the new Young Gun PDR dent.
The beginner's dent
Olympic thing.
Class, yeah.
Yeah, I want to see that. I think we're going to be surprised. There might be somebody in there, dude, that. I was thinking something like Little League Baseball, dude. You know, some of those championships back in the 90s and stuff. Yeah, you're like, dude, this guy looks 30 years old. You know, how's this guy 16 or 17? So I'm thinking there might be a guy that comes out that looks like a 20-year vet. You know, I'm excited to see what that looks like. So the rules are it's 2 years and newer, and there's about 15 competitors. So,
yeah, yeah. Oh, Thomas Potter said he's in the beginner Olympics.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, my guy that works for me, his name's Brandon Harrington. He's in it. So we'll see. You haven't met Brandon. He's a little bit smaller guy. He's worked with me at the last couple shows, the one in Vegas and then the one the last Orlando. So.
Oh, yeah, I met that dude.
Yeah, so he's going to be in it. So we'll see if how he does. Yeah, cool, so cool. My understanding is just one dent, and yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Cliff is sponsoring Alex Rodriguez. Yeah, so part of the deal is in order to get in the beginner, you have to have a sponsor, somebody who will vet or, you know, vouch that you're 2 years or newer. So, yeah, I'm assuming you're sponsoring your guy or vouch for him or whatever.
Yep, yeah, I paid for his admission, and I'm sponsoring him. Yeah, from my understanding, those guys are going to receive a lot of tools. Some use tools, but they're going to come home with a lot of tools, win or lose. But I'm kind of jealous. I wish I would wish that was around. Because I don't know, the Dent Olympics today, just I don't think I could do those dents at that amount of time. It's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited. That's one thing I'm definitely excited to see. And yeah, that'll be
same,
cool.
Same. Yeah, yeah. I'll be doing the tag team again with Woody and yeah. Friday at two, guys. Shake and bake. We got a few extra little surprises in there too. So come by Friday at two, the tag team Olympics.
AA sponsors.
I promise not to let you down. Oh yeah. Yeah, you guys would be the worst AA sponsors between you and Cliff. Moonshine and Bush Light all day, every day. Oh, Jesus. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Hey, sponsors. All right. Well, I'm going to get back to work.
Cool, cool. Yeah, this should be plenty good for just a test of the emergency broadcast system. First official episode. I think we're doing Saturday at MTE. So come by Radio Row. See the Dent Nerds first official, And until then, I don't have a closing tagline. So we'll see you nerds in Orlando. Bye.
We just want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Dent Nerds PDR Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show and learned something new.
That's why we test these things.
We just want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Dent Nerds PDR Podcast.
Son of a gun, the outro is not working.
That was the best tagline. If you guys are still watching, is this going to work?
We just want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Dent Nerds PDR Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show and learned something new about the world of paintless dent repair. We'll be back next month with another exciting episode, so be sure to join us. In the meantime, don't forget to share our podcast with your friends, join the Dent Nerds Facebook group, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Dent Nerds PDR Podcast.
Oh, sure.
We're still live. Are we? Yeah. All right. I hit the end button and it's
Carrie, put your clothes on.
Circling. Having trouble connecting. It says having trouble connecting, but it will not end the broadcast. We are still connected.